So before the break, we were looking at the six element practice, and I mentioned Bhante saying that it's a series of reflections which leads to an experience. But that reflection really is something which we can do with the whole of ourselves. And we can try to keep it quite sort of experience-based. And actually, if you look at the definitions of the elements, they are experience-based. So in the earth element is what is solid, resistant, is what you can actually find in your experience. It's not some kind of abstract definition of the earth element. And the same with water, it's actually that flowing quality of experience. So we can do the practice still staying close to our experience. And the way what we want is, as I said, it's not too difficult to understand intellectually what's being asked, but it needs to become a sort of visceral experience. We need to really sort of know in our bones that our bones came from the outside world and they're going to go back. And then I was also looking a bit at those people finding that they suffered from boredom and sleepiness and running out of steam with the practice. And maybe that's just resistance to the practice, which needs to be explored. But it can be just that we're just not doing it in an alive, creative, sensitive way. By and large, with any practice that you do, as time goes on, the tendency is for it to become more sort of essentialized. It's almost like it sort of tends to boil down to something. And it's different at different times, sure. And with the six element practice, you may, over years, there are different aspects that you can explore with it. But yes, it's not that you have to keep, in a sort of rather literal way, talking yourself through the same kind of sequence every time. Once you start to get that sort of more, sort of visceral sense of that kind of holding on to the elements, and Bhante sometimes talked about in the practice. It's almost like what you're looking for is a kind of momentum of letting go or renunciation. Yeah. So yes, rather than taking ourselves through a set formula, once we've got used to the practice, once we know it, we're usually best off feeling out really where the life is in the practice today. And that may be something quite simple. It may all boil down to something quite simple, which we just really need to take deeper and deeper. And with any reflection, often there's a point where you're reflecting, and then at a certain point, it's as if it hits you a bit deeper. You sort of drop onto a slightly deeper level. Yes, I'm reflecting about, the elements are going to go back, and one day when I die, and then at a certain point, it hits me that this isn't just something I'm saying, it's actually how things are. It's like the thing just kind of goes, and sort of has some kind of grip and sort of traction. So at that point, rather than kind of going on to the next thought and the next reflection, you really kind of just stay with that. Whenever there's any kind of a deepening of the awareness, of the understanding, of the seeing, just stay with that for as long as it lasts. Okay. So maybe we should do a bit more practice in this area. So this afternoon we'll probably do a full length six element practice. Now we've just got time to touch on some aspects. Just checking, we can feel the ground. And then our posture's upright and stable. Oh, that's a real support. Again, bringing awareness into the body. Being aware maybe of how it's changed as a result of the break and whatever we did then. Now bring your awareness to our heart center. Really wishing ourselves well. May we have happiness and the causes of happiness. Let's widen that out to include everyone here. May we all have happiness and the causes of happiness. We're part of one pool of well-wishing. Freely giving our energy, wishing everyone well. Receiving the support of everyone's well-wishing, it includes us. again, putting a little more focus on ourselves and our heart. May we be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. So for a few minutes, let's just feel our way into, explore the causes of happiness and suffering. In terms of the learning that the six element practice is offering us. So is it right that being identified with the body, with my bones, my blood, my temperature, my breath, with my territory, my feelings, my thoughts, my awareness, is that the cause of suffering? And would it be the cause of happiness? If we were no longer to function in that way, practice is saying that the body isn't self, the territory isn't self, the mind and its mental movements, all the feelings and emotions and so on, aren't self. Is that right? Our bones don't have property of written on them, do they? Looking to get clear about the causes of suffering and the causes of happiness. To motivate ourselves to do this practice and any insight practice. is mind's tendency to identify with things and to create a sense of me in here and everything out there. Is that a cause of suffering? Would we be free? If we didn't do that. And see if, for the last couple of minutes of the meditation, you can kind of boil down, see if you can get a sort of an image or a few words or a felt sense which just sum up or encapsulate your reflections, your exploration during this short practice. Let your mind just rest with that. Finally, letting go, nothing to do. During the breaks, we could practice just watching selfing, getting stronger, getting less strong, the ways in which we open and close physically, that sense of closing around a sense of me, opening out, closing again. Or we could work with the elements, just being aware of the earth as we walk, aware when we take in food, take in drinks, aware of the breathing as an exchange. So keeping a thread of practice going all through the day.